This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jim McLaughlin. He's a Republican pollster, and right now he's a pollster for Conservative Party candidate Doug Hoffman in New York's 23rd Congressional District. This district has been the focus of a lot of attention because many conservatives were simply unsatisfied with the Republican candidate originally nominated there, Dede Scozzafava. But over the weekend, with her poll numbers tanking, Scozzafava basically dropped out of the race, and then in another twist, endorsed the Democrat in that race, Bill Owen. So Jim is here now to talk about exactly what's going on in the party, in the state, and what's likely to happen tomorrow. And Jim, it's great to have you with us.
Greg, it's my pleasure.
When you started working on this race, when Hoffman decided to get in because the Conservative Party decided that Dede Scozzafava was not an acceptable candidate from their perspective, the numbers weren't looking all that optimistic. What changed?
What changed, quite honestly, was the party bosses decided to choose Dede Scozzafava. And truthfully, I mean, if you understand New York politics and you understood Scozzafava's record, she was not a Republican. The national media is trying to make this out to be the Republicans, it's a conservative versus moderate fight. It really was not. It was a mainstream conservative in Doug Hoffman versus somebody who was another liberal Democrat. And she showed her true stripes over the weekend when she went and endorsed Democrat Bill Owens. She is so far out. She's an Obama-Pelosi Democrat.
Jim, do you think the endorsement of Owens actually helped your candidate?
I actually think it helps Doug Hoffman, because I think it's very important, especially in these low turnout special elections. And you've got Acorn up there. You've got the unions up there. By the way, in the past, Dede Scozzafava, she was the Acorn-backed Working Families Party candidate. That's how out of touch, out of the mainstream that she was. And I think, if anything, I think this endorsement is going to backfire right now. And the candidate, clearly, with all the momentum in this race, is clearly Doug Hoffman.
What does it say, though, about the national party that they were fully welcoming of Dede Scozzafava until it was clear that the base of the party was absolutely unsatisfied with her?
You know what the great part is? I'm actually one of those believers in primaries. And unfortunately, the party bosses and New York State arcane rules wouldn't let you have a party boss. Wouldn't let the voters have a primary. But it was the great part about it was the voters decided this election. When the Democrats, when Dede Scozzafava saw the polls, they saw her numbers tanking. The voters were rallying around Doug Hoffman's campaign. This has been going on for weeks. It's been going on for months. This has been a very issue-based campaign. It's been about differences on Obama's stimulus package, differences on government-run health care, differences on deficits, differences on taxes. And what happened was Owens, the Democrat, and Dede Scozzafava, who was the Republican nominee, were wrong to the vast majority of voters there, and that's why Doug Hoffman was getting the support that he was getting.
What is Hoffman saying will be his proactive agenda? I saw one interview that he did, I believe it was with CNN, where they asked him what the number one issue was in the campaign, and he said who represents this district in Washington. If, in fact, he actually gets there, what's going to be his number one priority?
I think he's a businessman. He's an accountant. He's an outsider. That's one of the things, too, that people have missed if you're not following this race. Yes, Doug Hoffman is a mainstream conservative, but also what Doug Hoffman is, he's an outsider. He's a businessman. He's an accountant. He knows that, you know, families are having trouble making ends meet. He knows we need to cut spending and lower taxes to get our economy and jobs moving again. And when Doug Hoffman wins, you know, everybody talks about Virginia. Everybody's talking about New Jersey. And obviously those races have huge implications. But this may be the most important race in the country tomorrow, because what it was the voters, and it's not, you know, people are making it out to be, it was a lot of conservative groups, conservative organizations and whatnot. The voters are going to decide this election tomorrow, and it's great, not the party bosses. And those are the same kinds of things that we saw back in 1993, 1994, when the Republicans made a tremendous comeback.
We're talking with Republican pollster Jim McLaughlin, and he's doing the polling for conservative congressional candidate Doug Hoffman. And Jim, as a pollster, when something this dramatic happens this close to Election Day, can you capture that in your survey with just a day or two left? And if so, what kind of shift are you seeing?
Honestly, no. And we're at the point in the campaign where we're not doing polls. And that's the beauty of Doug Hoffman. Doug Hoffman, as a candidate, was never about polls. He was about principles and he was about issues. You know, the Democrats and, you know, the national guys, they're the ones doing all the polls. They were the ones doing all the focus groups and whatnot. At this point in the campaign, what does Doug Hoffman want to talk about? The same things he's been talking about throughout this campaign. He wants to talk about the issues that are affecting people's lives, real differences. He made it a forefront in the beginning when it wasn't popular to be against Barack Obama's stimulus package. Doug Hoffman was against it. Why was he against it? Because he knows when we cut spending, we lower taxes. That's what creates jobs. That's what gets our economy moving again.
Jim, you sound pretty confident. You're going to be happy tomorrow night.
I think it's going to be a good night, not just for Doug Hoffman, but I think it's going to be a really good night for Republicans across the country in New Jersey, Virginia. I think it's going to be a good night for Republicans on Tuesday. I think it's going to be a really, really bad night for Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi.
Well, just a day and a half, really, to find out exactly what the voters have to say. Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Jim McLaughlin is a longtime Republican pollster, now working on the campaign of Conservative Party candidate Doug Hoffman in the 23rd Congressional District in New York. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.